So this is the last group of lessons for the CRE body of knowledge, and we're going to take a look at two pretty critical elements that we use on a regular basis in any reliability program, and that's failure analysis, and also what do we do to keep track of making those changes or the corrections that we want to make. So failure analysis is, in my regard, in my opinion, is one of the most fun parts. It's the CSI element of what we do. We're taking failed components or systems and trying to discover or define what exactly went wrong. Did it see too much stress? Was it treated improperly and seeing too many high stresses? Was it designed improperly? Was there a vendor issue? Where can we make inroads in our understanding of what happened down to a fundamental level so that we can effectively make changes to either avoid future problems or to change the design to improve the overall performance? Now, once we find all of these different things to work on, even just listing all of the types of problems and symptoms that we see, we need to have a system to sort out and prioritize and track and monitor all of these different things out to fruition. So failure reporting and corrective action system, if I remember what the letters stand for, is one way to do that. And there's many ways to implement this, and we'll talk about some of the basic fundamentals of any fracas system. But whatever we're doing, whether it's doing failure analysis or doing a defect tracking system, it really should make a difference for our organization. It's just doing it because we need to do it, but it doesn't actually implement or affect any decisions, is really not adding a lot of value. So both FA and fracas can add a lot of value when done well, and that should be our goal. So we'll start off looking at failure analysis and a particular method of a way to go about doing that.